Good afternoon. Welcome back to Predestined Podcast Recording. And I am Kenithia J. Welcome back. Welcome back. Today's word will be based off of Jeremiah 42, verse 11 through 12. Do not be afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom you are afraid. Do not be afraid of him, says the Lord, for I am with you to save you and deliver you from his hand, and I will show you mercy that he may have mercy on you and cause you to return to your own land. In the name of the Lord thy God, Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you. We love you. We thank you for your presence, dwelling here. I pray you have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. And you speak and not my flesh. Amen. Amen. Okay, fam. So the Lord brought me to the word of being grateful today. It's through his grace and mercies that God delivers us every day from the spirit of fear, from the spirit of the devil, the wicked one, the enemy. The Lord thy God saves us. And it's through his grace and his mercy, not because we deserve it, not because of any other reason but that, because favor fell upon us and he decided to give us grace and mercy. So we just have to remember to say thank you, fam. Say thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for my life. I thank you that my children are safe. I thank you that my family, my husband, is safe if you are married. I thank you, Lord, for being kind to me every day and showing me your love, allowing me to live in joy, truth and righteousness, abundance, overflowing. We have to remember to thank the Lord thy God for these things, because family, the Lord is doing stuff and it's just beautiful. It's awesome. It's so awesome. The Lord has given me access to things. Me personally, this is going into my testament. Things I don't financially have the money for is being provided to me through God's grace and mercy and through his favor. And if you just open up your hearts, open up your faith, go through these trials and tribulation with faith, even when you don't understand what God is doing in your life, he too will do the same for you. So I just wanted to bring a little bit of light into your day today. I pray for you. I pray that whatever you're going through that is not in God's will, that it cease and desist, and that every door that the enemy has shut from God, that the Father, we pray that you open it and that you close access to the enemy from us, hindrances and evil diabolical spirits that try to fight for us. Father, we ask that you deploy angels to war for us in the natural, in the spiritual, in the name of the Lord thy God, Jesus Christ. I pray, and family, I pray you have a great day today. Amen. Amen. Shalom, family.